April 1st, April Fool's Day, a Nick Hyde wrote this story. Man arrested at Large Hadron Collider claims he's from the future. Ion, is this story true and not a hoax?
Absolutely, absolutely correct. He spoke truly his position.
The story says a would-be saboteur was arrested today at the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland, and he made the bizarre claim that he was from the future. Eloy Cole, a strangely dressed young man, said that he had traveled back in time to prevent the LHC from destroying the world. The LHC, Large Hadron Collider, successfully collided particles at record force earlier last week, a milestone Mr. Cole was attempting to disrupt by stopping supplies of Mountain Dew to the experiment's vending machine.
Hey, Bob, just remember, there's always time to do the dew.
What is his issue, Ion? What is his problem?
No issue, no problem. The anomaly is that how could this possibly could make mainstream media when they're digging a ditch in Afghanistan to put in a pipeline that's going to undo everything that is,
yeah,
and that sort of eludes all the reporters' gaze. Now, they know about the cookie crumbs, so don't worry about that.
This person, he comes back from the future because he's worried that the LHC will destroy the world. Is his worry based on anything factual?
No. It's the anomaly to make the corrections that are adjustments. So, as many would say, they don't open the abyss of the black hole and let the singularity come kill everybody in their bed. Well, honey, what we got to tell you all is that if white sugar didn't do it, you needn't worry about the boys at CERN.
You're saying that Eloy Cole did this performance to make the LHC guys look at what they're doing a little bit, to double-check something?
Yeah. Sure, because if it's that open that the Mountain Dew guy can penetrate the largest, most significant thing going on your planet today, or so you think, then maybe they need to double the guard.
Was Eloy trying to get them to step up security?
Exactly. The same way, now this hasn't been heard before, the same way before they emptied in Leavenworth Fort Knox,
mm-hmm,
when they emptied the gold out of that repository, they did that when someone from the future walked in the door and was sitting in the middle of a vault that was impenetrable, and they realized, and it was no problem, they realized that it wasn't as safe as they thought. So that was the anomaly that was brought forth to remind the human creators that this firewall, the virus can't get through, and then here sets the bug. Uh-oh, we better look at this again.
The gold was removed eventually from Fort Knox.
They couldn't secure it, and that was made evident when folks were found sitting in the vault.
Where is it?
121 Depot Street, New York.
Here at the wall.
121 Depot Street, here at the wall. Now,
they may have to move it again because we're just kind of getting started.
Are you referring to the wall that was a markation in early settlement at New Amsterdam?
Yes. Revolutionary time, yes.
Is the wall a portal?
Well, there are many portals attached to it, yes.
At this point about the Large Hadron Collider, the Eloy also claimed responsibility for the infamous baguette sabotage in November last year. That would be the crumbs. So the point is, Eloy keeps pointing out that they're vulnerable, and that's useful. So where is he now? He was seized by Swiss police after CERN security guards spotted him rooting around in bins. He explained he was looking for fuel for his time machine power unit, a device that resembled a kitchen blender. Police said Mr. Cole, who was wearing a bow tie and rather too much tweed for his age. Wow, that's what he looked, Ion? That's literally what he was?
Yeah, shadow plaid tweed, yeah.
He would not reveal his country of origins. Quote, countries do not exist where I am from. The discovery of the Higgs boson led to limitless power, the elimination of poverty, and Kit Kats for everyone. And I'm here to stop it ever. never happening. So he's saying that where he's from, get into problems with their Coldplay or whatever they develop there. Now, Ryan, is he putting us on when he does this? Does he have a sense of humor? Is he like the homeless guy he sounds like?
The anomaly is the singularity that he's pointing out. And the only reason this is funny is because it makes the individual human creators go, what was he thinking that this was normal? Then they strike, wait a minute, what is there here that we're looking at? There may be a problem.
The CERN Large Hadron Collider will effectively be, quote, turned on. Since this is a brave new world of humanity stepping into completely new territory, obviously no one is quite sure what will really happen, other than people on both sides of the fence generally agreeing that, in theory, this event can-will unleash collisions of particles that have not been seen since the Big Bang itself. What's the point? What's going on over at CERN?
Okay. We've been saying there are portals, there are gates, there are more than the world than you know right now. Okay? We've been saying that there have been portal rift riders. Gene Roddenberry said, let's figure out warp speed, and to have the audacity to boldly go where no man has gone before. Well, how could they boldly go when no man had been there before? But in his script, which we're referring to what you call Star Trek, all of a sudden all that was, and it was presented as it is, but it wasn't, but now it is, but it wasn't, but it is. So now you watch Star Trek and you go, that's the same thing they've always said. Beam me up, Scotty. Well, how does that beam me up, Scotty? What does that mean? Well, now they are. So it's not unusual for science to jump right onto it and have this particle acceleration that causes at a nano level particulate, which you're calling the antimatter, which is not exactly what it does. It's about the particle beam acceleration, because what they're trying to prove is that the speed of light is incorrect. And once you get rid of the speed of light, because now you're saying light has to do with time, well, there is no time. So they're going to prove and maybe make a great big black hole right there in Switzerland. It's all right with us. And then it becomes a water park and jump in, the water's fine, and make a great big huge black hole, an event horizon on a sub-nanotechnology particulate matter. But it proves it. And then all the human creators can then try to start legislating morality regarding of how they use the portals, and if you're an illegal portaling alien, and where's your portal card, and in Mexicans you go home because you're not welcome here. And then we'll have to have portal patrols, and then of course the board that takes care of immigration, they'll have to have a non-physical immigration board for where you do your paper, and then instead of getting a green card, you'll have to get a non-physical card, and then all these dynamics that they're just validating in the future expense, that's the right way to say that, the future expense of what humans creators allow in their knowing of what is.
There are parallel worlders, key people, probably part of the Saint Germain Collective, that are monitoring and are part of these CERN activities.
They're trying to get you into the subjugated notion that this reality that you already know that is, or you wouldn't have spent $1 trillion to build this Hadron Collider if it was going to be for tomfoolery. You wouldn't have dug a hole but in a 17-mile circle that spent all this in this, put this all in the ground and spent just countless resources to prove something that couldn't be. Okay, so now let's get to something that's actually useful. At CERN, the neutronium element that they're trying to embrace or encapsulate, to separate it at a sub-nanotechnology genostructure, is the essence or the divider that will allow chromosome 14 to be fully activated. So then the nerve center that allows this power to flow freely, you just up the amperage, so therefore you can contain more power than you thought you could before.
And will this affect the world or just the people nearby?
You better believe it.
Oh, it's going to affect all
chromosome 14 and not just the people in the box. It'll affect the whole world.
Well, even in a box.
That's
a cardboard box.
Right.
In a box, yeah.
So with this neutrino that they're separating, somehow that is reflected throughout the world is what you're saying.
Yeah. That's why they call it the God particle. It's tricky how they start sneaking that crap in on you.
So the God particle, is it reflected through the world?
In the essence of every creation.
As a frequency?
No, as a new subneutronian particulate.
And what does that do, though?
It opens up the field between protons and neutrons in the, wait for it, ionic sphere.
In a physics way, how does that neutrino separation affect the ionosphere?
Because that's the dent that has a compelling elemental correction for every physics formula that they've been working out on those little whiteboards for years. It undoes it because the denseness, that is density, mm-hmm. and or molecular weight, which is what everything is gauged on in that chemical, physical, physiological reality,
uh-huh.
a la compounding, because that's where your world comes from that.
Uh-huh.
It's the same dynamic that changes molecular weight. And here are the little anomalies that will show up in your world. And then when this shows up, by default, you'll know that you heard it here. And we'd like to thank our kind sponsors of this program for making this available for all physicals to embrace right now. When they come out with the looky box and they say, the boiling point of water has now changed, that's pretty radical, you see.
So there's something about this neutrino that sort of changes the angles?
Nope. It makes it less dense.
And can you say how that's done?
Well, it spreads out the distance in a proton, an atom. It is made up of neutrons and protons
right.
in this cellular structure or ionosphere. And the number of neutrons or protons around the nucleus gives it a particular molecular weight. And that becomes the essence of a ton of feathers is the same weight as a ton of bricks. You just have a lot more feathers.
Does it push, the rings around a molecule?
It separates how the nucleus, now we're going to go into peptides, and if you can stand that may be a little more than you want, but then the peptide reference, which then comes back to your DNA, because we had to get it back to chromosome 14, otherwise
right.
you're lost eternally. The peptides that then circulate this acid, okay, or RNA, then that becomes the essence, what they call building blocks. That's what they say DNA is. They don't know what in the world it is, but that's what they say it is, so it must be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that affecting DNA, it has to be from opening up the spherical helix, doubled or otherwise, that can allow more strands to be within the same dynamic of a molecular weight if the ionosphere is opened to a larger dynamic. So you have a largerness within the same field structure of its current molecular weight. So here's what happens. Let's do it from a simple, because some people are tuning out now because they're like, do what? If your body could be bigger but your weight would be the same, then you would have become less dense. Okay, good. That's it. That's a softer way.
Now, you mentioned chromosome 14, but it sounds to me like it's going to affect every chromosome, every...
It is. Well, no, but you got to have some link, because you got to have a strand. If you're going to start regrowing bone,
mm-hmm.
instead of grafting tissue to established DNA from an RNA, you got to have something that allows the expansion within that dynamic. And so, now instead of having organ donors, you'll have organ growers.
And who will be the organ growers?
Individuals wanting the new liver, the new...
Yeah, so we'll be able to grow our own.
Yes.
So the chromosome 14, that's the pivotal chromosome is what you're saying.
Correct.
Does chromosome 14 affect yeast growth and be associated with psychic phenomenon?
Okay. The point of that dynamic is you're trying to say that candida or yeast is bad, but you don't say that. But people who get too much of it, there has to be a reason why some get overrun with it and some don't. All right, well, the point of the megahertz frequency that feeds anything is set to a preset cursor dial. For example, those that are tuning in from an ether-based reality to the Achieve Radio's wonderful production of Cash Flow, if they are outside of the IP address, then it becomes an illusion to them. But it's available to everyone, just like candida. But some get too much of it. Well, but the same frequency that lets them have a little bit is the same frequency that makes too much. Those that have opened up their what you call spiritual gifts with their ESP and some of tuned to their spiritual side, sometimes that also is the perfect, delicious ionosphere which would reproduce or replicate a vast degree of candida or yeast. With the, well, what is it? Do we call it the cephalosporum? The other kinds of yeast, the cephalosporum. We couldn't resist that.
Yeah, that's a takeoff on a drug, a cephalex or whatever drug. And a spore. Yeah, but I think the reason I brought it up, the ion, is I'm wondering about with the ionosphere getting affected and affecting chromosome 14, if we're going to have a massive outburst of more fungal growth in humans.
No, because you will, but you're going to expand so it won't be an issue.